Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird, it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. This week's episode, Winter. You might be listening to this in the dead of winter, or perhaps it's some future rerun during the height of summer, but either way is okay, because we are going to try to conjure up some imaginary movie winters, an excuse to talk about a few well-known films, but also some obscurities that I'd like to highlight, and how the music for those films has helped conjure up a certain frosty atmosphere. We will sled around from the steppes of Russia to the Arctic Circle to Sun Valley. And then for the trailer at the end of the show, I'm going to fit in a track I've been trying to squeeze into this show somewhere for a long time. And I think it fits here, more or less. We will steer into some rather film noirish territory later. So why don't we begin with something lively and light? Most of our music is of the orchestral variety today, but there's a song from the 1954 perennial, White Christmas, that calls out to be included. A Hymn to the Pleasures of Snow, which is also the title of the song. You know the song I'm talking about. Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye, and Vera Ellen, all staying up in the cafe car on the train and imagining how much snow there'll be when they reach Vermont. The tune is by Irving Berlin, contains some of his oddest lyrical ideas having to do with all of the things you can do with snow.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow,
snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow.
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 I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of
snow.
That song is Snow, written by Irving Berlin from the movie White Christmas, sung by Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Danny Kaye, with Vera Ellen's singing voice dubbed by either Clooney, doing double duty there, or by Trudy Stevens, who does Vera Ellen's vocals in the rest of that movie. Some strange ideas of what to do with snow in that song. And of course, it's all very ironic when they get to Vermont and no snow has fallen, which puts them all in a place somewhere between ouch and boing. And if you don't get that reference, I guess you haven't memorized the dialogue from White Christmas, as some of us have. Well, if you think of a wintry epic, perhaps the first film that comes to mind is Dr. Zhivago, David Lean's sprawling film from 1965, set in revolutionary Russia with Omar Sharif and Julie Christie, looking suspiciously 60s, although with this kind of movie, who really cares? Lots of frozen landscapes in this one, even if the movie was mostly shot in sunny Spain. If you've seen the movie, the lush Oscar-winning score by Maurice Jarre will bring it right back to you. This main title music includes a large helping of Lara's theme. Music from Dr. Zhivago by Maurice Jarre. Something that brings back the wintry world of Russia in the story of the poet doctor. A movie that, in classic fashion, had to manufacture snow when there wasn't enough on the ground in a Spanish winter. And for the famous scene where Omar Sharif and Julie Christie come to Zhivago's house during the winter with ice encasing the place inside and out, the effect was created with marble dust scattered on the ground and melted beeswax draped over the surfaces. Well, I said we'd listen to some wintry film noir music, and we have one of the great film composers to help us with that. Bernard Herrmann, famed for his collaborations with Alfred Hitchcock and Orson Welles, did the score for the 1951 film On Dangerous Ground, directed by Nicholas Ray. This movie's unusual for a noir, actually, because instead of the rain-slicked city streets that we're used to, it's set in a small, snowy town where a violent big-city policeman, played by Robert Ryan, is sent to help investigate a murder. And there he finds Ida Lupino, a blind woman whose family might be involved in the case. Herman's music is as edgy as the mood, but in this track, titled The Silence, we might hear some winter melancholy for this story of people who don't fit in.
Thank you.
music from the unusual and sensitive noir film On Dangerous Ground, composed by the great Bernard Herrmann, conjuring up perhaps the movie's snowy rural setting there. That one is taken from an album by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, if you're thinking about neo-noir films with wintry settings, you might be flashing on Fargo, the Coen brothers' Oscar-winning mystery, with Frances McDormand as the police officer from Brainerd, Minnesota, who gets mixed up in a murder fracas up in Fargo. As usual, Carter Burwell does the composing duties for the Coens, including this cue, which is titled Fargo, North Dakota. Music from the Coen brothers' film Fargo, composed by Carter Burwell, taken from an album of Burwell's film music by the Brussels Philharmonic. The Coens, having grown up in Minnesota, clearly have a feel for wintry landscapes, as Fargo proves in abundance. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we're talking about winter movies and their music. And we have another great film composer coming up next. When John Carpenter made his 1982 remake of The Thing, he planned not to compose his own music this time, as he did with Halloween and some of his other early films, but to get the legendary Italian maestro Ennio Morricone to do the film music. And Morricone came up with some tense cues for this story of an isolated research station in Antarctica, where an alien presence begins a slow, terrifying rampage. Here's a piece called Bestiality. Thank you. That's music from the 1982 version of The Thing, composed by Ennio Morricone, a film set in Antarctica, though shot in British Columbia, a place that has often provided enough snow for scenarios that demand it. So as it turned out, John Carpenter, the director, did write some music for that movie after all, but that particular piece by Morricone found a second life thanks to Quentin Tarantino, who repurposed it, as is his fashion, when he assembled the soundtrack for his film The Hateful Eight, which is also a very snowbound movie. Let's turn to one of the little-known movies that I promised, this one from 2018, and a tour de force for Mads Mikkelsen, the Danish actor who is almost alone in this one. Arctic is a survival story in which Mikkelsen's plane wreck survivor could probably make it to safety across the snow-covered terrain if it weren't for another person in the story, a woman who's seriously wounded and probably won't survive anyway, but who is alive, after all. He could ignore her, could try to get himself out, no one would blame him, and yet she is still human, and he has a conscience. I was really taken with this elemental tale, and with Mikkelsen's performance, which is kind of like a throwback to silent movie acting. Here is a musical cue from Joseph Trapanese's score, titled Storm. That's music from the gripping film Arctic, composed by Joseph Trapanese. Let's look in on a somewhat related survival picture. Although the 2011 film The Gray can be said to take the action movie route, with Liam Neeson as the leader of a group of plane crash survivors who try to navigate their way out of an Alaskan forest inhabited by some very irritated wolves. The movie is surprisingly verbose and really given to philosophizing in unexpected ways. Here's a bit of the music by Mark Streitenfeld, a cue called Eyes Glowing.
Thank you.
Music from The Gray, composed by Mark Streitenfeld, a tale of survival in the Alaskan wilderness, and very much not the usual action flick, although it qualifies as an action flick for sure. We're going to turn to a couple of horror movies next, and if you've seen the Swedish film Let the Right One In, you have surely not forgotten its depiction of a Nordic winter in a small town, where an adolescent boy becomes fascinated by his new neighbor, who happens to be a vampire. The sense of a dark, endless winter is a powerful reflection of the chilly vampire's life and is ably reflected in the music by Johan Soderqvist. This cue is named for the vampire kid and titled Eli's Theme. Music from the haunting Swedish vampire film, Let the Right One In, composed by Johan Soderqvist. And another horror movie that we've managed to talk about on this show before is Ravenous, kind of a cannibal military western from 1999, which takes place during a miserable winter at a lonely outpost during the Mexican-American War. This movie is outrageous, but distinctive and smart, too. And the music is amazing, created by two intriguing musicians, Michael Nyman, who worked a lot with the director Peter Greenaway in the early part of their careers, also did the score for the piano, and also Damon Albarn from the rock band Blur. Apparently, they worked mostly separately, but the score all fits together. Here's a cue titled The Pit. This is taken from an especially tense and grueling night out in the snow for the military man played by Guy Pearce, who's hiding to save his very life. This is music from Ravenous. Thank you. music from the memorable horror western Ravenous. That's a soundtrack by Damon Albarn and Michael Nyman. You're listening to The Music in the Movies. I'm Robert Horton. We're talking about winter movies and the music that is in them. And I admit it got very dark and wintry there for a while. So we don't want to trigger any seasonal affective disorder. Let us shake things up a bit with a memory from the 1941 movie Sun Valley Serenade. You know, one of the things you have to love about Hollywood is that anybody can become a movie star, even an ice skater. And that brings us to the unlikely movie stardom of Sonja Henie, the Norwegian Olympic champion who debuted in Hollywood in 1936. Her English never got that good, but it didn't seem to matter all that much. Sun Valley Serenade is absolute nonsense, shot on location at the famed resort in Idaho, with some amazing dance numbers by the Nicholas Brothers. It is worth seeing just for them. And it also features Glenn Miller and his orchestra, who do Chattanooga Choo Choo and some other things, including our selection. This is a little ditty called It Happened in Sun Valley.
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby,
you'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill, that's a snowplow turn. And look, there's a spill on a hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that is how we first met.
We were the Jack and Jill and came down a hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened.
I fell in love when I saw that twinkle in your eyes.
I remember oh so clearly that you nearly passed me by.
Then it happened in Sun Valley
when you slipped and fell and so did I.
Now every year we go back and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill and we're Jack and Jill again.
That song is It Happened in Sun Valley, written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, performed by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, with various of Miller's usual singers chiming in there, all of whom figure prominently in the film Sun Valley Serenade. I stayed at Sun Valley Lodge a couple of times 20 years ago or so, and if you stay in the lodge, the in-house TV system has, or had, a channel devoted to playing the movie Sun Valley Serenade continuously 24 hours a day. You will know the film very well if you take a break from the Christianas and the shushing and the stemming. That's another White Christmas reference, by the way. A recent film that feels like winter to me is Wes Anderson's 2014 movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel. delightful account of the life of a European mountain hotel in a fictional country, with Ralph Fiennes in superb form as the exquisite manager of the place, Monsieur Gustave. This chocolate box of a movie is Wes Anderson hitting all the right buttons, and the music by Alexandre Desplat is right in gear. Here's a typical track titled The Society of the Crossed Keys, which introduces us to a secret society of hotel keepers, a typical Wes Anderson notion. That's some of Alexandre Desplat's music from the Grand Budapest Hotel, a movie full of whimsy, but one that also reflects on the nature and value of style, something embodied by the suave Monsieur Gustave. It isn't entirely set in winter, I suppose, but it conjures up images consistent with our theme today. Okay, we're going to sneak in a James Bond film here. There's a lot of skiing sequences and that sort of thing in Bond movies, but the one that comes first to mind is perhaps On Her Majesty's Secret Service. That's the film that replaced Sean Connery for the first time with the hapless George Lazenby, I guess you could say. But they did bring back John Barry, the regular composer for Musso's early Bond films, and he came through with a great soundtrack, often to snowy settings. This is a track called Dusk at Piz Gloria, or possibly Piz Gloria. I can't quite remember how to pronounce it, but it'll take you instantly to some Austrian snowscape.
Thank you.
Some music from On Her Majesty's Secret Service to represent Snow in James Bond movies that is composed by the great John Barry. You're listening to The Music in the Movies. I'm Robert Horton. We're talking about winter movies and their music. Well, we spoke a little bit about the Sun Valley Lodge, the Grand Budapest Hotel, whatever that place is in the James Bond picture. Let us add another winter resort to this list, thanks to the Ski Lodge, from the 1965 film Ski Party, which took the Beach Party crew and transplanted it to the mountains. This film includes numbers by James Brown and Leslie Gore. But I'm sorry to report, we're going to listen to the title track, which is credited to the Hondells, although it sounds like Frankie Avalon, the co-star, is doing the lead vocal here. Yeah, the title song from Ski Party. That was written, as if you couldn't tell, by a couple of surf music experts, Roger Christian and Gary Usher, performed by the Hondells, and what sounds like Frankie Avalon, although I'm not sure about that. In any case, a long way from the beach. And that's our trailer music, which ushers in our offbeat selection for today's theme. Like Ski Party wasn't offbeat enough. And this gives me an excuse to play a song that I've been wanting to run for a long time, but I couldn't quite figure out a way to fit it into any particular theme. The 2011 film Hannah is a strange spy picture about a teenage girl raised in the snowy wilderness to be a lethal assassin. And while we do leave that setting eventually as the film goes on, it really leaves a vivid impression, as does Saoirse Ronan, who is superb, as usual, in the title role. The soundtrack of the film is by the British electronic music mavens The Chemical Brothers, and one track in particular has stuck in my mind ever since I first saw the film. This is a cue called The Devil in the Details, which has a jocular sound, which, when combined with the violent world of spycraft, takes on a sinister tone. Oddball selection on the trailer today. That is music from the movie Hannah, a track called The Devil Is in the Details, composed and performed by the Chemical Brothers. So there's a collection of music associated with winter movies. And as we leave off, I'd like to include a film that should be known as a modern classic, which it is. The Inuit-made film Aternajarat, which was released under the title The Fast Runner, in 2001, happened to be my number one film of that year, if anybody's keeping track, was shot above the Arctic Circle in Canada, where the director, Zacharias Kunik, has created a filmmaking program to give voice to the indigenous people there, including his own TV network. The film is astonishing, an epic adventure movie, shot relatively inexpensively, but with a real sense of sweep and spectacle. It is an Inuit movie seen not as an exotic curiosity, but from the inside of that culture. The music of the film includes Inuit voices, including our final track here, which is titled Atanarjuat's Love Song. We're going to leave off winter there. I'm Robert Horton, and I thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.
Atsuang mana, kalkatong mana, matuil katasang mat, puksit sa daong ibig, Kung may money, natlong may money. Ingin wak parang matusang wak pakti. I patik sa mingay ayok sak pagkanungay.